Now we come today, friends, to the second missionary journey of Paul in the 16th chapter of the book of Acts. Now, if you have our notes and outlines, and I trust by now that all of you have these notes and outlines, because you will find them extremely helpful, and especially in the book of Acts, as we have rather complete notes for this book. And we have maps. We have three maps that show the three missionary journeys of the Apostle Paul. And if you have the notes, you can follow it now on the map, the direction that we're going and the places Paul will visit. Now he begins to visit these Galatian churches because of the fact that that's where the problem had arisen at the Council of Jerusalem. Was Judaizers had gone in there and had turned the minds and hearts of these people in this direction, and they wanted to get under the law. And Paul wrote Galatians to warn them about doing that, that actually to be saved meant to trust Christ plus nothing, and that works of any kind and works of the law, of any kind of law, was futile to bring a sinner into a right relationship with God, and that the transaction was completed when Christ died upon the cross, and we accept that, that his work of redemption is entirely adequate for our salvation. Now he goes back over these churches, and you'll notice chapter 16 now, and I'm reading at verse 1. Then came he to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there named Timotheus, the son of a certain woman which was a Jewish, and believed, but his father was a Greek, which was well reported of by the brethren that were at Lystra and Iconium. Now, you'll notice that he came to Derbe, then he went on over to Lystra, it's on his route, and Iconium, and there in Lystra, why, this young man, Timotheus, Paul knew his mother and his grandmother, and he had turned this young man to the Lord. So Paul takes him with him. Now Paul has Silas and Timothy. Him would Paul have to go forth with him, and took and circumcised him because of the Jews which were in those quarters, for they knew all that his father was a Greek. Now, notice the method of the Apostle Paul. When he went up to Jerusalem, he took Titus, a Gentile, and he wasn't circumcised, and Paul wasn't about to have him circumcised. But now, when he's out trying to reach these people, he has this man circumcised. Why? So that won't be an argument. Not that there was any merit in it. Paul said that I've become all things to all men, that I might win some. To the Jew, I become a Jew. To the Gentile, a Gentile. Now, he's doing this to break down all arguments. Some people come to me and say, now, I want to join a certain church. And they say, now, they have a peculiar form of baptism. And when I say peculiar, I should say different from the idea that I have a baptism. And should I be baptized that way? Well, I says, is it a good Bible church? They say, yes. In a place that you can serve and be blessed and grow in grace, the knowledge of, yes. Well, then I said, I would just go ahead and be baptized and go in. May I say to you that these things that are, in one sense, not essential to salvation, I think that there's a great deal of elasticity in these areas, not concerning the fundamentals, but certainly here. And so Paul has this young Hebrew, he's half Hebrew, his mother was, so Paul has him circumcised so that there can't be any argument about him because his father was a Greek.